Ramadan prayers explode into violence as Israeli forces storm Al-Aqsa Mosque. They fire stun grenades, tear gas, and rubber-coated steel bullets. Several Palestinians are wounded, eyewitnesses claiming some medics were prevented from reaching them. Videos showing armed troops forcibly removing Palestinians from the Al-Aqsa compound. Tensions intensified elsewhere on the streets of occupied East Jerusalem. An armed Israeli settler was blamed for shooting and injuring a Palestinian teenager near the village of Silwan. He was carried through the old city and taken to hospital. Elsewhere, Israeli forces confronted Palestinian protesters denouncing the earlier violence.
I think what we see today is a very serious provocation. It will definitely lead to an escalation. And maybe this is exactly what this Israeli government wants. They want to distract attention from their internal division, from the demonstrations that are taking place inside Israel against this government. And they want to drag the whole region into a total explosion.
Earlier on Wednesday, Israeli forces stormed the mosque and fired stun grenades during Ramadan prayers. They accused worshippers of barricading themselves inside. Videos showed women and children crying for help as Israeli forces beat worshippers with batons. That resulted in at least 12 Palestinians being injured. More than 400 others were arrested. Islam's third holiest site is once again at the heart of tensions. The United Nations Security Council will convene an emergency session on Thursday to discuss recent violence in occupied East Jerusalem. With Ramadan, Passover and Easter holidays overlapping this coming weekend, tensions are running high. Ben Tornquist, Al Jazeera.
Hossam Zaki is the Assistant Secretary General of the Arab League, and he says Palestinians need protection now.
This is a very tense situation, and we not only, of course, condemn it, and we lay the blame totally and squarely on the Israeli government. This is a political organization. We can do political and diplomatic work, and this is exactly what we are set out to do. We are going to work politically and diplomatically to expose what Israel has been doing. It's not that we need another excuse from the Israeli occupation forces to storm in the Al-Aqsa Mosque. They never run out of excuses. They always tell you that there would be youth barricading, amassing guns and so on. We've heard this so many times. It is almost irrelevant at this point. This is a government that is bent on harming the Palestinian population, on using all sorts of violence and extreme force in order to make them comply with its will. And it's not going to happen. We know it's not going to happen. Anyone who has a little knowledge about the situation would have told you a month ago, 2 months ago, that in Ramadan, things are going to flare up, because in Ramadan, they use maximum force, and the Palestinians who come to the mosque to pray are not going to take this force all that peacefully. So it's going to be, there are going to be flashes.